did. Next case, please.
The next case is 11,956, Jeremy and Stacy Burrows, seeking variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, section 115.25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Hayes Avenue, approximately 118 feet west of Jefferson Avenue. The 911 address is 13024 Hayes Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.19, parcel 52.01. We received no letters of support, opposition, and we received 2 mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking 5 variances, a 5.2-foot variance from a 10-foot side yard setback for an outside shower, a 4.9-foot variance from a 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 3.6-foot variance from a 30-foot front yard setback for an existing dwelling, 9.8 feet from a 30-foot front yard setback required for a proposed covered porch, and 5.4 feet from the 10-foot side yard setback required for an existing dwelling.
Okay. Gets to you.
Thank you.
Well, right? You keep reading some of that. Gets to you.
We understand that, sir, if you would, yes. Please.
One question I've got here. In looking at that survey, and I guess we could ask the applicant this. The dwelling on the west side, it's 5.1 from the side, and that outdoor shower is 4.8.
Yes.
Does that, and it looks like there's another mark there with a little X on it in between the two, if you go up the side there, and I don't know if that's 5.1 or 4.8 or somewhere in between.
I see.
Perhaps we could ask the applicant that, and he may have an answer.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that home kind of leans a little to that side or not, or maybe the property line leans a little bit and isn't perfectly straight.
Put the X in there is because it's existing dwelling, and there's one on each corner, one on the other side as well. So I think that the surveyor probably figured it was a moot point.
Yeah. Could be. We can ask
it could that. Be. Actually, it could be an existing fence as well. Looks like there's a fence running along the outside of the property line.
We could ask the applicant, but it was just something I noticed just now, so.
Okay. All right, sir, you'll have to be sworn in, please.
Not scary. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeremy Burrows, 13024 Hayes Avenue, Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Pack of papers. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
This evening, I'm seeking a variance for our home that my wife and I purchased a couple years ago. Our family is growing in size. We have 3 small children. One a little older child, but we have 3 children, possibly more in the future. And this is a small 1,200 square foot house. It has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and we are looking to put an addition on a home to increase the square footage to accommodate our family. The setbacks are, as what was stated. The home currently was built in 1978, and it was built before, obviously, the setbacks were in place. We aren't proposing to go any further than the home, just straight back off of the existing home. We are not proposing to go any closer to the water from that 20-foot setback. We will be within the setback from the rear water. To answer your question, the X's are a fence that runs down both sides of the property. From the setbacks on the, it is an oddly shaped property. It is 50 foot wide by approximately 96, 97 foot long, depending on which side you measure from. So obviously the house is built within a 40 foot of the front setback. It's a very narrow house. Mm-hmm. So we are just basically looking to go straight off the back of the house. We're not trying to build like the neighbors are building, four-story houses. We have a tight budget. We're really just trying to build the home a little larger to accommodate our family. Our proposed building will be just removing half of the roof on the existing home to add another bedroom and little family room for the kids upstairs, and then adding on a rear addition with a family room on the first floor and a new master bedroom on the second floor. So it's really only adding two more bedrooms, two more bathrooms, and a living room. It also will have a screen porch and obviously a shower that would be in the west setback. The proposed lot, well, the lot is around 4,800 square foot. The proposed addition is about 1,200 square foot. The uniqueness, again, of the property is that it is a narrow, longer lot. I could tear the house down and build something new, larger, but financially it's something that it's not in the cards. Otherwise, I can't develop any more than
what's there.
I'm not creating any hardship for any of my neighbors. If you look at exhibit B, which would be the map of the road on Hayes Avenue, just to let you know, across the street, there are townhouses, and that is Maryland. That is Ocean City. So Delaware line is actually Hayes Avenue, middle of Hayes Avenue Road. If you look at the map, you will see there are other homes on the street that are also within that 5-foot setback. On the front setback, you again, and my house got cut off. I apologize. It is the one that's half cut all the way to the right side of the picture. If you notice that house all the way to the left, the two on the left side are also within that front setback. And I am not going to be any further back than either one of my neighbors. I thought you would probably have it up on the screen there, but that's okay. So my building, my structure with my addition will not be built any further back than either neighbor that's on either side of me. So I won't be hindering any views of the channel of the canal in either direction. If you look at Exhibit C, I have contacted on either side of me. I've gotten in touch because this is near the beach. It is primarily a seasonal area. I've contacted two of the four neighbors on either side of me. Okay, so the neighbor directly to my east and west, they are in Pennsylvania. I have tried contacting them. I've left them letters in their mailboxes. I've not received any response. To their immediate west and east, I have contacted them. I have two letters in here, Exhibit C, that I've written the letter, and I've had them both sign the letter with their address and their signature, and that is within that 200-foot area. To the left of that, there are empty lots. To the left and to the right, you see it makes the turn on the corner, and I had not contacted that neighbor. And then the proposed print for the structure is Exhibit D, if you wanted to see, you know, the size of the home and how we will be constructing the home, proposing to constructing the home. Again, it is not a four-story home like was built behind me. And also is being constructed in the empty lot to my west. And again, this is a resort area. You'll notice on the whole street, they're all building 3-4-story houses. This is a proposed home that we are looking to move, hopefully in 2 to 3 years from now. We'll just kind of see how the future takes us right there with that. So. But it is we're trying to just build the minimum we can build to accommodate our family. Okay. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, we'll see if we have any questions. I'll start down here with Mr. Whitman.
On your floor plan, for the second, you're going to have a living room upstairs?
Yes, sir.
So downstairs is going to be?
What we plan to do on the first floor is where the existing living room is on the existing home is turn that to like a little dining area.
Oh, okay.
Because of the little kitchen that we have, the little kitchen space that we have, we're going to put a dining room table in the existing living room that's there now. And then we're putting a new living room on the back of the house.
Okay.
So basically, the new living room will be off the first floor rear. And then the second floor will be kind of like a kids' congregation type of area for the kids.
Okay, but the living room is going to be on the first floor, though.
The living room will be on the first floor in the rear.
Okay.
Yes,
I saw on the second floor plan, you had it?
Yeah, it's marked living room, but that's, again, it's for the like the kids' living space, you know,
okay.
Three kids. So.
Yeah. No other questions?
All right, thank you.
Mr. Ricker. You know, you have five criteria for a variance, right?
Yes, sir.
And what I'm just questioning is, let's say number three, it's not created by the applicant. How would you answer that? I know you answered it in writing, but let me hear. Maybe you can add to that.
I'm really not creating any difficulty for any.
In other words, if you didn't build anything, you wouldn't have anything, right? Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean, I'm sorry, if you don't build
you
anything?
If you don't build at all onto this, add on to it, isn't that what you're doing?
Well, I'm adding on to the structure, yes.
Correct. And if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be appearing before us, right?
Well, correct, but...
Okay, now I just want you to explain to me why you're putting yourself in this position, because of the growing family, or
I'm basically here to enlarge the home because our family's getting bigger. Yes.
Okay. So that would be your answer to not create by the applicant. You're not going to.
Correct.
You're trying to make your family bigger.
I'm just trying to accommodate the house to accommodate our family.
No other questions.
Mr. Johnson?
So, if I read this right, three of the existing five, or three of the five requests are for existing encroachments. Is that correct?
Yeah, the house is, yes, sir.
So, in answer to Mr. Rickard's question, it's already a non-conforming structure.
Correct.
Unless there's been some variances granted on this property.
There have not been any variances.
And I believe you stated it was built in 1978?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I answered.
Apologize.
So three of the five are already existing, so you're asking for an side yard variance for your outside shower. Is the side yard shower existing, or are you adding it?
No, we will be adding the side yard shower.
Okay.
And there, the only reason we're putting a roof on the side yard shower is to house the two outdoor units for the air conditioners.
Okay.
Because we're so tight on the yard, we have to put them up above the shower in order to allow them to fit.
So would you be asking for a variance for that if it was not an outside shower? Or would they be mm-hmm. allowable in the setback for the AC units?
Was less than 5 feet encroachment.
Yeah, and I mean this is 4.8, so I.
Yeah. All right. So other than that,
he's out game.
Okay, and then the other proposed covered porch. So that's the one you're creating also. How many square feet will the proposed dwelling be?
2,400 total when it's done.
Okay, so you're adding 1,200.
1,200, yes, sir.
Okay, but only 2,400 total.
Yeah, correct.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Mills.
Going back to the shower, you could put your air conditioners there, but you couldn't put an outdoor shower anywhere without encroaching, for example, in the back or what have you. So then it's necessary to have that, and the roof over the shower to accommodate your outdoor unit.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. They're going to sit on top of the shower.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're combining space. I got you.
Correct.
And I think Mr. Rickard's answer or question was answered, you know, because it wasn't created by you by having existing structure already encroaching so much. So you feel that this is a minimum to afford you relief?
This is the minimum, yes.
Okay. And you don't feel it alter the essential character of the neighbor in neighborhood? In fact, the rest of the neighborhood is even encroaches equally or more in much larger structures?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And you don't see where it would substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties?
No.
Okay. And otherwise, it would be difficult to develop this in strict conformity?
It would.
All right. No other questions?
Okay. Hearing no other question? Okay. Mr. Holmes, sir.
When did you acquire the home?
Approximately 2 years ago.
And I see, it looks like from the survey, there's a distance between edge of paving and your front property line. Do you know how far that is?
I want to say it is, well, the asphalt kind of goes up to a concrete pad. Is that what you're talking about? My driveway?
No.
The existing
to Hayes
road.
Avenue. You see there's like a green line there for edge of paving?
Yeah.
So it looks like, if you were to look at it, your front property would appear to be larger.
Right. It's approximately 8 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you have any flooding in the rear yard?
There is, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we've heard from the applicant that there's a uniqueness in that the property is already developed with it's a small property to begin with, and it's already developed with encroachments, and I think that makes that unique and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We also heard the testimony from the applicant that in order to accommodate his family, he needs to increase the size of the structure and doesn't necessarily have the funds to tear down and rebuild. And so I don't think that the hardship has been created by the applicant. We also heard that he doesn't feel it at all to the central character of the neighborhood, and that we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, nor would it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate uses of or development of adjacent neighboring properties. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 11956.
Okay, excuse me, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11956. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11956 is approved.
Thank you so much.